95.9 The Power Cow. It's the mayor, Jason Smith. Greg O'Connor, the legendary GOC, back in action tonight, live from the Blackhawk, what would you call that, the aviary?
International Fieldhouse here in Leslie.
We are
Boy, this is going to be packed.
It is. It is already starting to fill up quick. Regional basketball action, the Hanover Horton Comets coming into this one. Red hot. They are 21-1 on the year. And they'll take on the Lumen Christie Titans. Lumen 8-11 on the year, but they have been on quite the tear lately, winning, looks like, five of their last six of their last seven, and eight of their last 10, Gio.
They've got some good athletes. So you knew this happens every year. They have a long football season. A lot of football players are playing basketball. And it usually takes them about a half a year to get rolling. And obviously, they've been on a pretty good roll lately, I think 7 out of 9. So they feel good with where they're at. And the word circulating around the gym is that the flu bug has hit Hanover Horton pretty hard. And a couple of the kids are not 100% tonight, but they're going to give it a go.
Yeah, they're gamers. And when you have a season that's been as strong as this one has for the Comets, you really don't want to let something like the flu stand in the way of a big run. Lumen Christie comes off of a 16-point win over Manchester in the district final, 56-40. Hanover, a 77-42 drubbing of Quincy in their district final. Winner of this game takes on the winner of the later game tonight here in Leslie, Adrian Madison and Dansville.
Dansville team just sitting just to our right here.
Yeah.
Up here watching the action. They're 15-5. They have a big 6'9", 6'10 player that is very, very good, leading their charge. Don't know much about Adrian Madison.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll learn more from this game coming up here later on tonight. Want to say thank you to Hanover Horton Schools, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, the title sponsor for our College Hoops Mania Challenge, JacksonESPN.com. You can find out all the details about that. $1 million on the line, Greg.
Wow.
Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning also on the broadcast with us. Stephanie Bisonic.
You haven't spent that million yet, have you?
Oh, yeah, twice over already. Stephanie Bisonic Mortimer from Remax Mid-Michigan on the broadcast with us, too. Of course, our title sponsor, Trips Auto Shop, Trips Ceramic Pro. Aspen 1 Hour in Heating. 1 Hour Heating and Cooling, they're going to be our first half sponsor. Minuteman Sewer and Drain on board for the second half. And additional sponsors tonight, Integro Behavioral Healthcare and Therapy Services, Jerome Country Market, some of the finest jerkies available for you. Airtech Machining and Manufacturing, our out-of-town scoreboard. We'll keep an eye on the Western game tonight out in historic Marshall. Lomar Machine and Tool and County National Bank on the broadcast with us tonight. We'll take a three-minute break here, come back, get you the starters, and finish our pregame as we are live from Leslie on 95.9 The Power Cow. Roar the crowd here as the Lumen Christie Titans take the floor as warm-ups begin or continue here from Leslie High School, home of the Blackhawks, for the Hanover Horton Comets and the Lumen Christie Titans opening round action of the regional portion of the state tournament here for the MHSAA. And, Greg, it's a tale of two different teams. Slow start for Lumen. They've come out strong as of late. Hanover has been consistently good. Their only loss this year was to a 19-win Toledo St. Francis team in a tournament in Bellevue. A game, really, that the MHSAA lists Toledo St. Francis as 1-0 on the year because they're an Ohio-based team playing in the Three Rivers League down there. But really strong league down there, and that's a big signature win for them against this Hanover team. But Lumen has a tough task ahead of them.
Absolutely. Chad Mortimer, nobody does it any better than he does. I mean, his record speaks for itself. He won 15 or 16 straight district tournaments, umpteen regionals, and they're just a perennial power every year in the state of Michigan. And when you watch them get off the bus, they're not going to scare you.
Yeah.
I'm sure Ipsy Lincoln looked at those guys when they came into Ypsilanti and said, "What, we're playing those guys?
Yeah.
Give me a break." Well, they got beat.
Yes, they did, and that's been a large part to Chad Mortimer, and he's gets them well prepared, well coached, and ready to rock and roll. And tonight, the big man in the middle for Lumen Christi, Dayton Keller, is going to have his hands full. He's got a pair of 6-foot-plus guys that'll be down low working around, and that is the twins, Rhett and Luke Lachetta.
Yep, Luke Lachetta, 6'5", and Rhett, 6'3". Both juniors, both back next year. In fact, everybody's back next year except Donovan Kennedy. And they have some very, very talented sophomores from their JV team that will join this group. So the rich get richer maybe next year.
Yeah.
But Lumen Christi needs to shoot the ball pretty well. Probably, Jason, somehow keep this game in the 50s.
Yeah, that's going to be a big task indeed. Hanover on the year averaging 71.1 points a game here. And, you know, Dayton Keller dropped 23 in the district final. He's going to need some help from his teammates. Kyer Johnson had 11 in that one. He's going to need another big scoring output tonight. They're going to need more from their outside threats, Connor Hubble and Connor Spencer, and also big contributions defensively from Bobby Willis.
Well, they did meet during the season. They played at Lumen. Close game into the third quarter. McCorton had a 2-point lead. Midway ended up winning by 10 or 12 points.
Indeed they did. And now we'll look at the starters here for both teams. Lumen Christi, they'll start on the floor with their seniors, Wayne State commit Dayton Keller, Air Force commit Nick Thomas, Bobby Willis headed to Northern Michigan this year, Connor Spencer and Kyer Johnson. On the flip side of that, for the Comets, they'll roll with their usual four, Jack Brocky, senior Donovan Kennedy, and Rhett and Luke Lachetta. And they'll go with Mitch Sauber in the backcourt with Jack Brocky. A lot of size in that backcourt. Brocky is no slouch himself on the height measurement, but he runs the floor pretty well and can direct traffic with the best of them, standing at 6'4".
Nick Thomas, an amazing athlete.
He's a good athlete.
Boy, he's just fun to watch.
Yeah, he's a brick wall, and he's not the tallest kid on the team, and he's not the biggest kid on the team, but he makes it very difficult for whoever has the task of guarding him, and makes it a long night if he can stay out of foul trouble for whoever he's got assigned to him defensively.
Yeah, when you say man up with him, it's man up.
It is. He is a brick wall, as we mentioned. Dayton Keller, no slouch as well, and the offense has moved a lot better this year under Lumen Christi, under the point guard leadership of Kyer Johnson. And Kyer has really helped facilitate the offense in the later going, along with Bobby Willis, who also brings a strong defensive presence. And, Gio, we're ticking down here on our pregame shoot-around, beginning to wind down. We'll take another three-minute break here. Get you the opening, get the starters introduced, get the national anthem rolling here as we continue with opening round action of the regional tournament here from Leslie High School. It's the Hanover Horton Comets taking on the Lumen Christi Titans on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Jason Smith, Greg O'Connor back with you on 95.9 The Power Cow. High school basketball action getting set for the national anthem. We'll take another two-minute break on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Jason Smith, Greg O'Connor back with you live from Leslie High School. Getting set for regional basketball action, Lumen Christi and the Hanover Horton Comets. And starters being introduced on the floor, Greg.
No seats left in the place.
Actually, the second floor has been reserved for media, and it is no longer reserved for media.
No. Don't call the fire marshal here in Leslie.
I don't know who the fire marshal is up here, but... And don't call the mayor of Leslie, whomever that may be. We're going to be in trouble up here. But, no, we are getting the starters introduced on the floor. And matchup-wise, on the floor, looks like it'll be a pretty interesting matchup, especially now that Lumen is playing a lot better than they were to start the year. And as you mentioned in the pregame, Greg, a couple of players with Hanover, a little bit laid up with the flu.
Yeah, Bobby Willis and Nick Thomas really didn't play the first part of the season for Lumen when they were losing all those games.
Yeah, both banged up to start the year. Dayton Kelly.
And now they're key contributors.
Exactly, yeah. They've got a lot of key players back for them now here as they begin to roll through. And, Greg, you talked to Coach Mortimer on the Nooner. Did he say anything to you about the flu at all?
No. Yeah, that's nothing you want to go on the radio with.
So it'll be an intriguing matchup as here we go. Luke LaKenna introduced, kind of moving a little gingerly as he was introduced.
Sometimes you have the flu and you get in this hot box, you'll forget about it.
Yeah. Adrenaline can do a lot of wild things for you. Starters have been introduced. The officials are ready. Standing room only here in Leslie High School.
Boy, it is. You couldn't shoehorn any more people in here. And they're standing everywhere here for this one as the Titans, Dayton Keller, out to the center circle. And they await the arrival of the Comets.
Last-minute instructions from Coach Mortimer, and it'll be Jack Brocky who will take the tip against Dayton Keller. Brocky, 6'4". Keller matches up pretty well with him, so right around that 6'3", 6'4 range. But Keller definitely has the weight advantage. 8 minutes on the clock. And we are underway here in Leslie. Hanover controls the tip. Donovan Kennedy over for Luke LaKenna, rather. Luke out for Mitch Sauber at the high point. Back to the wing for Kennedy. He'll get it down low for Luke. Down low, up and under, no good. Rebounded by Kyrie Johnson. Quickly up the floor to Nick Thomas, wide open, and an easy layup. 2-0 early on here.
Great run out for the Titans.
Rocky spin move on Bobby Willis down low, and the low block kicks it out for Luke. Three ball short, and the rebound comes back out to Luke. He'll skip past cross court for Brocky. He'll drive. Tried to go down low. Hands it off. No good. Rebound to Keller. And here come the Titans. Bobby Willis. No number. Slows it down. Gets it into the corner for Spencer. And Bobby Willis will slow it back down and let Kyrie Johnson set up the offense.
Boy, Horton missed three easy shots there.
Yeah, a couple of wide open looks. Going to get a whistle. Legal screen on Kyrie Johnson. That'll be his first. 2-0 our score here. 6:50 to go. Lumen leads it. Got to knock down those open looks, Greg. Jack Brocky, he'll shoot it from there. He's out of the wing. Long three by Sauber. Missed everything. Connor Spencer with the rebound. Here comes Kyrie Johnson back up the floor. Guarded there by Sauber. Tries to cross him over. Gets it over to Spencer down low on LaKenna. Can't hit the bunny. Gets his own rebound. Left it long. Rebounded Kyrie Johnson. He'll go back it up to the high point and reset the offense. Guarded there by Brocky.
That time Lumen had three little chippies. Wouldn't go in. These are tight rims here.
Kyrie guarded tightly by Brocky. Gets a screen from Keller. Tries to use it. He'll switch off to Luke. Corner and a turnover by the Titans. Tried to feed Connor Spencer in the corner and couldn't quite hit him. And the student sessions are in full force tonight. Luke LaKenna brings the ball up the floor. He'll get it up to Brocky. NBA range three. Got it! Jack Brocky. 3-2 Comets, and quickly up the floor is Thomas. Missed the shot and it's charged. Boy, Rhett Licata got in there quick and took the charge.
Nick Thomas, all he had to do was go to the basket. He would have got the foul, but he put his shoulder down, and he got the charge.
5:40 to go here. Mitch Sauber now bringing the ball up the floor. 3-2 Comets. Rocky with a wide open look. Passes it up, gets it out to the wing. And Licata tried to get a whistle there. It's not going to get it. Ball goes out of bounds.
Turned it over.
5:23 to play here. Titans slowly up the court. They're met at half court by Brocky.
Boy, a nervous start here.
It is. A lot of missed buckets here. Kyer Johnson on the high wing, guarded there by Sauber. Gets a screen from Keller. Nice pick and roll. And another charge. Donovan Kennedy took the charge for the Comets. That'll be foul number one on Keller. I don't know if I agree with that call, Gio. 5:05 to go here. 3-2 our score, Comets lead. Nice down low feed. Kyer Johnson breaks up the pass, trying to go down low for Kennedy. Comets will retain possession. Baseline inbound for Sauber.
Well, Lumen's had three offensive fouls already.
Finally get it down low to Kennedy. Nice spin move to the bucket. Off the heel, no good. Rebound Keller. And here come the Titans again, fast up the floor. No numbers, though, but Kyer Johnson will drive and dish to Thomas down low. Bunny, and he got it. 4-3 now our score. Nick Thomas has all four of the Titan points now. Here's Luke Licata. He'll drive baseline. Down low, up and under, no good. And rebounded by Bobby Willis. He'll streak up the floor with Kyer Johnson. He'll take a three short. Rebound, tip drill, Thomas, no good. Rebounded by Brocky. 4:20 to play. 4-3, our Titans lead. Brocky guarded by Johnson. He'll get it over to the wing for Kennedy. Out long three there by Licata and off left rim. Rhett Licata with the miss on a wide open triple try. 4 minutes to play here. Bobby Willis on the high wing, tried to get it into the post for Thomas, and we're going to get a foul on Luke Licata. That'll be his first, team's first. Trent Finnegan into the game now, along with Bryce Sanders for the Comets. 3:58 to go, 4-3 our score. Kyer Johnson gets it out, guarded by Licata. Nice little step back, and an easy bunny there. Kyer Johnson. 6-3 now our score. 3:45 to go. Brocky guarded tightly by Willis. And we're going to get a whistle here. That foul will go against Dayton Keller. That'll be his second.
That is a killer.
That is a killer. He's going to go off the floor. Jack Kelly will come in now.
You lose about 200 pounds there.
Yeah. Finnegan in the corner for the Comets. He'll get it out for Sanders. Took a look at a three. Decided better of it. There's Brocky guarded by Willis. Jumper from the free throw line. Got it. 6-5 our score now. Brocky with all five of the Comet points. Willis high wing there. Guarded by Brocky. He'll back it up. Got away with a little bit of a travel there. Willis tried to come off the motion, knocked away by Finnegan, and possession will stay with the Titans. Mitch Sauber checks back in. Jack Rocky will take a seat. And now we'll get Brendan Doan in to the game for Nick Thomas. 3:10 to go here, 6-5 our score. Lumen Christie leads it. Corner triple try for Spencer. Got it. Connor Spencer with a big three. And it's 9-5 now. Lumen Christie leads. 2:55 to go here. And a big bump. And we're going to get a foul. Looks like that's going to go on Spencer. will actually go on Doan, his first. Team's fifth now. Donovan Kennedy back in. Long triple try by... Got it! That's Trent Finnegan. 9-8, Titans lead, 2:45 now. Now it's turning into a three-point contest, Greg.
That second foul on Keller is going to be critical. And it gives Lorton a chance to rest Laketta.
And we'll get a whistle on the scrum, and that's going to go against Trent Finnegan. That'll be... Oh, they don't whistle a foul, I guess. All right. Jack Kelly with it. Gets it out for Kyer Johnston on the wing. Guarded by Donovan Kennedy. One of the better defenders in the area is the senior Kennedy. Johnson getting everything in sorted. Gets a double screen from Willis and Doan. Goes up strong to the bucket and down. Kyer Johnson with another bucket, and it's 11-8 with 2 minutes to go in the first. Lumen Christie looking to stretch that lead. 3-point by Finnegan, fakes. No good, he'll get it over for Sauber. Gets a screen from Kennedy down low. Nice little screen and roll, and he got it, found it, and a foul.
And it looked like an illegal pick at the top, and Tyler Aldridge going nuts. No call.
He's got a legitimate beef, Greg. Foul number one on Connor Spencer. Donovan Kennedy can tie this game up here. 11-10 our score, 1:53 to play as Rhett Laketta takes a seat. Jack Rocky back in. Kennedy knocks it down, and we're tied at 11. Kelly quickly up the floor. He'll go to the post, kicks it out. Spencer, three ball, got it. Hunter Spencer with another big three. 14-11 now, 1:35 to go.
Lumen shooting well here in the first.
They are. Bryce Sanders on the wing for Kennedy into the corner. Gets it into the low block for Brocky. Too strong. Rebounded Kyer Johnson. And here come Titans again. Poked away. Doan recovers it. Back for Johnson. And he'll get it into the nice, easy feed to Doan. They have drill on that one. 16-11 Lumen leads.
Impressive first for Lumen.
Very impressive thus far. Brocky. Pump fake, gets him to bite, kicks it out for Finnegan. Three try, got it. Minute to go now, 16-14. 50 seconds now on the clock. Kyer Johnson trying to cross over Kennedy. Goes up,
oh!
Got a floater.
Wow, Kyer Johnson, sensational first quarter.
He's got six now, 40 seconds, 18-14. Titans lead, Donovan Kennedy looked at a three, passed it up. Sauber to the corner for Finnegan, or Brocky rather, and we'll get a blocking foul on Jack Kelly. I don't agree with that call, Greg.
Well, just too many fouls.
That is now foul number seven on the Titans. And it's 1-1 the rest of the way now for the half for the Comets. .18-14 our score, 30.5 to go in our first quarter.
And the fouls are 7-1.
Rocky knocks down the first of the 1-1. 18-15 now in our first half for Aspen in 1 hour. I want to say thanks to Hanover Horton Schools for being on the broadcast tonight. As Finnegan hits another, or Brocky rather. 18-16, 26 seconds to go. Kyer Johnson, no hurry to bring the ball up on this one. Titans will look to hold for one, gets a double screen. Connor Spencer with it now on the wing, back to Bobby Willis. Willis will drive, and they'll get a foul on Hanover. That's going to go against Damon Preston, who's now in the game. Rocky, Kennedy, Sauber, Finnegan and Preston on the floor, and now we'll see Jeremy Van Epps come in for the Comets along with Bryce Sanders. Jack Rocky will take a seat. Willis, Doan, Johnson, Jack Kelly, and Connor Spencer for the last 8.7 here in the first for the Titans. Bobby Willis with a down low feed to Jack Kelly. Count it!
Whoa! Nice dish by Bobby Willis. Kelly cashes it in and goes to the line.
Great court vision there. That foul going to be charged to Trent Finnegan, his first, team second. 20-16, 7.2. Kelly leaves it short. Van Epps with it. He'll get it over for Finnegan. And Kennedy with a three try. Got it! At the horn! 20-19, our score after one. We'll take a 1 minute break. Come right back on 95.9 The Power Cow. Jason Smith, Greg O'Connor back with you live from Leslie High School, 20-19. Second quarter underway for Aspen, 1 hour. Titans with the ball to start the second. Bobby Willis at the high point has it stolen by Mitch Sauber. He'll bring it up. He's got Luke Laqueta there back for Rhett. To the wing for Brocky. Wide open three for Laqueta, and he left it off the rim. Rebounded Dayton Keller. Glad to see Keller back in the game with two fouls here. Tyre Johnson crossing up Sauber. Looked at a jumper. We'll think better of it, and we'll back it out.
Yeah, Titans lead, and Keller really not a factor. Two offensive fouls took him right out of the game.
Johnson loses it on the crossover with the steal. 7 minutes to go, 20-19, our score. Rhett Laqueta gets it down for Luke. Little baseline spin on the post, and he got it, 21-19.
No contest there with Jack Kelly. Big mismatch inside.
Yeah, Luke Laqueta had all the advantage on that when he comes out to guard Kelly. Definite height advantage for the Comets on that one. 6:35 to go now. Man-to-man for both teams defensively. Kyer Johnson picks up his dribble. Thomas now to the wing for Kelly. Look for Keller. He'll get it out to him there. Back to Kyer Johnson on the opposite wing. He'll drive. Goes up with another teardrop, and it rimmed out. Tip drill rebounded Kennedy for Brocky, and he'll bring it up, pressured there by Bobby Willis. 6:10 to go. Tried to feed it down low into the low block. Kennedy will instead kick it out to the wing for Brocky. He'll drive to the free throw line. Corner try at Sauber, and he left it off the rim. Rebounded Nick Thomas. Bobby Willis off to the races. Good speed. Tries to cross up Brocky. Little jumper too strong. Rebounded by Rhett Laqueta, and we're going to get a blocking foul on Jack Kelly. Kelly now with a pair of fouls.
Good hit by Kelly there.
That was.
He just hammered Laqueta, took the ball away, but a lot of contact.
Yeah, Laqueta's got him by about maybe 6 inches, and good clean hit there by Kelly. Unfortunately, you can't do that in basketball, and that is now 18 fouls, and Luke Laqueta will go to the line for a 1-1. Kelly, Spencer, Kyer Johnson, Dayton Keller, Bobby Willis on the floor for the Titans with Brett and Luke Laqueta. Donovan Kennedy, Mitch Sauber, Jack Brocky for the Comets. Laqueta knocks down the first, and it's 22-20. Comets now with their first and biggest lead of the game, 2 points. Laqueta's second attempt, nothing but net.
Well, they can shoot.
Yes, they can. 23-20. 5:40 to go here for Aspen, 1 hour on our first half. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC also on the broadcast with us tonight. Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center. JacksonESPN.com for the College Hoops Mania Challenge. Lots of cool prizes from Kettlebell. Spencer out onto the wing for Kyer Johnson. 5:20 to go now. Titans looking to set up the half-court offense. tipped away by Laketa on the pass for Willis. And we're going to... Luke Laketa is going to go to the line one more time. And it's going to be a flagrant. That is a flagrant foul on Bobby Willis.
Intentional foul.
Yeah, intentional at this level.
That's two shots in the ball. All the whistles going to Hanover.
So far in this one, you are spot on. That's team foul number 9 against the Titans compared to just 3 for the Comets.
Titans, after a great first quarter, they look tired.
They do. Another make.
And they have not scored here in the second.
Yeah, they've been shut out so far. 25-20 to 6-0 run. That'll get a 30-second timeout from the Lumen bench. We'll take 30 seconds here as well and come back on 95.9 The Power Cow. Jason Smith, Greg O'Connor back live here with you. 95.9 The Power Cow. 25-20 our score. 5:10 in the half. Hanover with the ball after an intentional foul by Bobby Willis. Rhett Laketa for Brocky on the wing. He'll get it to Luke, or Rhett, excuse me. And a nice little head fake there. Got it to Kennedy and couldn't knock it down. Scrum for the rebound. Possession to the Titans.
Pretty good defense. I thought Horton had an easy layup there.
Good job not to draw foul number 10 as well for the team.
That's right.
Keller, nice backdoor feed for Kelly, and he got it.
Nice job by Dayton Keller.
Nice backdoor feed there by Keller. Got Kelly in stride. That's exactly how you draw it up. Nice feed down low for Laketa, and he answers right back. Rhett Laketa.
But Brocky is just so smooth.
Triple try for Keller, and he got it.
Titans needed that. Back to within 2.
27-25 our score. Brett Laketa with a 3, and he answers right back. 25 our score. They credited that to the wrong team. And Bobby Willis goes up strong and lays it up and in. 30-27 our score now.
They got the score all messed
up.
They
do. I've got 30-27 Hanover. Scoreboard is not correct here. And the officials are going to take a timeout. 60-second timeout. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Say thank you to some of our sponsors, Lammers Heating and Cooling and Air Conditioning, Stephanie Basonic Mortimer from Remax Mid Michigan. Our title sponsor tonight, Trips Auto Shop, Trips Ceramic Pro. Our first half brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. Integro, Behavioral Healthcare and Therapy Services, Jerome Country Market, AirTech Machining and Manufacturing, our out-of-town scoreboard. The Western game gets underway right about now here, as it is now 6 o'clock on WIBM FM, 95.9 FM.
That scoreboard.
Yeah, it looks like they're sorting it out now.
Well, it's still not right.
There they go. Don't want to forget about Lomar Machine and Tool and County National Bank on the broadcast as well. Timeout is over. Scoreboard is fixed. 3:46 on the clock.
You want to start a riot? Put the wrong score up there.
Especially with this crowd. Literally standing room only here.
Yeah, it's pretty tense.
The media only second floor has been...
Oh, what a play by Kelly!
Kelly with a big steal, and he got it! Jack Kelly holds the Titans within 1.
That is a great play by Jack Kelly.
Yeah, it was. Beautiful play by Kelly there on the steal. Rocky, wide open look for 3, off the heel, rebounded by Rhett Laketa. Finnegan back down for Rhett. He's going to lose it. Stolen away by Kyer Johnson, 3:15 to go. Titans can take the lead on this trip. Keller, and we're going to get a foul on Donovan Kennedy.
30-29, Horton by 1 point. Lumen with the basketball, 3:10 to go here in the first half. And it's been pretty emotional here at Leslie.
Well-played game by both teams. Keller tried to get fed in the low post, had it knocked away.
Too many turnovers for Lumen.
Probably at least five that I can think of. Donovan Kennedy with a baseline drive. He'll back it out. Nice backcourt caught by Rhett Laketa and down. Or excuse me, Luke Laketa. I'm going to do that all night. Luke Laketa with the bucket, 32-29. And
terrible shot
Kyer
by Johnson.
Johnson. Poor shot selection on the bunny. Misses everything. Rebounded by Luke Laketa. Kennedy on the wing. He gets it for Rhett. He'll spin move up and under. No good. And battle for the ball, and it's going to stay with Hanover. 2:28 to go as Sauber and Ray Sanders will check in. .32-29 our score, 2:28 to play. Jack Brocky will take a seat.
Brocky finally missed a shot.
Sanders on the wing. Had a wide open look for Finnegan, streaking to the bucket, won't get it. Rhett Laketa pump fakes, gets it back for Finnegan, NBA three, got it. First three ball of the second quarter for Finnegan, he's got nine now, 35-29 our score. 2 minutes to go in the half for Aspen, 1 hour. That's Finnegan's third three-pointer of the night. Kyer down low for Keller, and easy bunny there.
Go to that every time.
Yeah, you should. 35-31. Nice feed for Finnegan. Streak into the bucket. Found him that time.
That is a clinic by Hanover.
37-31. Minute 25 to go. Willis tries to kick it out for Spencer. He can't do it. Kelly, nice and easy. Made that look simple.
Great job by Jack Kelly off the bench for Lumen.
Answers right back. 37-33. Donovan Kelly, or Kennedy rather, wide open. He'll back it out. Get it for Rhett Laketa. Rhett backing down Jack Kelly on the low block.
Oh, that's
nice
step.
Spin move. And off the front iron. No good. Kennedy with the rebound. He'll put it in, 39-33, under a minute now, 50 to go in the half for Aspen, 1 hour. Bobby Willis gets the play from Tyler Aldridge, hands the ball off to Kyer Johnson. 40 seconds now in the half. Kyer crosses over, jumper from the free throw line, off glass and out. Rebounded by Finnegan. Full court pressure. Now Finnegan breaks that easily. Nice bounce pass over for Sanders over to Kennedy. Thought about it. Won't take the shot. Sauber drives and has it ripped out of his hands by Bobby Willis. He'll streak through everybody and up. No good. Keller right there for the finish.
Big bucket there for Lumen.
Huge bucket for Lumen. 39-35. 8 to go in the half.
Can they stop him here?
Wide open look for Rhett Laketa, and he got it for three.
Unreal.
That
unbelievable shooting by Horton.
42-35, our score at the half. We'll take a three-minute break, come back with a recap on 95.9 The Power Cow.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Jason Smith, Greg O'Connor, back live with you from Leslie. Hanover Horton leads Lumen Christie 42-35. Our first half brought to you by Aspen, 1 hour. And Greg, is a tale of two different quarters there. Lumen got off to a really strong start, got into some foul trouble, though. And in the second quarter, Hanover really took advantage of that. And then on top of that, started shooting the lights out.
Hanover has that depth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Lumen doesn't, although Kelly came off the bench, really did a nice job.
That he did.
He really made some big plays in that second quarter as the Titans held within seven here, 42-35, but they did not score in the first 3 minutes of the second quarter. They were in trouble there for a period of time. Keller finally got going also. He was taken out. Two early offensive fouls really, really hurt Lumen, and Keller had to sit on the bench for about 4 minutes.
Yeah, that really kind of stuck for Lumen, but they got a lot of guys going, a lot of scoring depth really for both teams. Trent Finnegan led all scorers for Hanover with 11. Brocky and Donovan Kennedy each with 8. Luke Laketta with 8. 5 out of Rhett Laketta. And then for Lumen, you had Jack Kelly with 8. Dayton Keller with 7. Connor Spencer, Kyer Johnson each with 6. Nick Thomas with 4. Then Bobby Willis and Brendan Doan with 2 points apiece. But really, Jack Kelly, Dayton Keller, Bobby Willis were the only ones who scored points in that second quarter. They got to find scoring somewhere consistently.
Well, I'll bet if you go through the scorebook, Lumen has not had many quarters this year where they scored 20.
Yeah.
They had 20 in the first quarter. They led 20-19. And I'll bet you go through, and they haven't had 35 points in many halves this year. They're not a big scoring team. So in that aspect on the offensive end, I thought they played well. You could see them tire in that second quarter, and they gave up some open looks. And Horton, just, you leave them open from 18 feet, forget it.
Yeah.
They are just like radar.
Yeah, they were pretty automatic from long range. Trent Finnegan had 3 three-pointers. Jack Brocky had a couple threes. Rhett Laketta knocked down one. And Lumen averaged 49 points a game. They're at 35 right now, so well ahead of their pace. Want to say thank you to all of the sponsors on our broadcast tonight. Trips Auto Shop, Trips Ceramic Pro, our title sponsor. Aspen 1 Hour for our first half. We had Integro Behavioral Healthcare and Therapy Services, Jerome Country Market, Lomar Machine and Tool, County National Bank, Hanover Horton Schools, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and AC, Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center. Thank you for being on the broadcast. JacksonESPN.com, College Hoops Mania, your chance to win $1 million if you can pick a perfect bracket. Also, Kettlebell Hotspot is our title sponsor for that. They've got a really awesome 65-inch 4K TV up for a prize, as well as a one-year membership to Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center. JacksonESPN.com. You can hear all the details there. Lammers Heating, Cooling, and Air Conditioning, and Stephanie Besonic Mortimer from Remax Mid Michigan. And our out-of-town scoreboard for AirTech Machine and Manufacturing. 2 to go in the first quarter. Western leads 12-9 in that regional action.
They're playing Ionia. You can catch that game on 970 and 101.5 FM.
That you can. We're here on 95.9 The Power Cow. We'll take a 3-minute break. Come back, get started in the second half for here at Leslie. Lumen Christi trails Hanover 42-35 on 95.9 The Power Cow.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Greg O'Connor live from Leslie High School. Our second half for Minute Maid. We're in Drain. They opened Drain on their stand. I had them out of the house on Sunday, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Had some tree roots growing in my sewer line. It was cleared out of there. Minuteman had it done in less than an hour.
Good deal.
Our second half underway with Hanover on the inbound. Mitch Sauber brings it to the floor. He'll get over. He's joining the floor with the Laquettas and Donovan is on the floor for the Titans as well. Brocky thought about it from NBA range. He'll think better of it. Laketta pump fakes, little 12-footer off the iron and out. Kennedy with a rebound. Donovan Kennedy gets it started.
Kennedy is just a killer around the basket.
Only senior on the roster for the Comets is Donovan Kennedy. He makes it 44-35, 7:20 to go here in the second half. Kyer Johnson on the wing, drive, layup, rebounded by Rhett Laketta. Luke Laketta, excuse me. He'll get it up for Rhett in the corner, back to Luke. It's back in order. That is Mitch Sauber. He'll drive around. Keller has it knocked away. Good save by Kyer, right to Rhett. And he'll lay it in.
This could get away from Lohman here.
Yeah, they're going to have to get it under control now. 46-35, 11-point lead
biggest of the game for either team. 6:40 to play here in the third quarter. Kyrie Johnson will slow things down. Guarded passively by Mitch Sauber. He'll pick up his dribble, get it out to Bobby Willis on the wing. Titans going left to right on your radio dial. Keller in the low block, up and over and in. Went right up over Rutlicetta.
Power move.
Big time power move, and it's 46-37 now. And Rutlicetta turned around, nobody there, and was able to walk it into for the easy layup, little scoop. 48-37, lead back out to 11 for the Comet.
Going
to
be a long second half if Lumen plays defense like that. They've given up three layups here.
Yeah, another trip down the floor like that, and Aldrich may have to burn through a timeout. Nick Thomas has it swiped away by Sauber, and scrum for the ball continues. Sauber will recover. He gets it for Rhett, and we'll get a blocking foul on Kyrie Johnson. I don't like that call, Greg.
Well, he reached in.
MHSAA.com, if I really don't agree with it, sign up to be an official. They'd love to have you. 48-37 our score, 5:40 to go. That's foul number two on Kyrie.
I don't think your opinion counts.
It does not. But if I'd like it to, I can sign up at MHSAA.com.
I guess you could.
Rhett Laketta tied up, and that's going to be a foul on Kyrie Johnson. Not a fan of the call, neither am I, but my opinion does not matter. That's foul number three on Kyrie. Not a guy you can afford to lose. And that ball will go out of bounds. Last touch by the Comets. So an empty possession for them. Much needed for the Titans as they'll get the possession. 5:25 to go in our second half.
They're on a ledge, though, right now, ready to fall off.
They are. They need a bucket here in a big way. Bobby Willis gets a screen from Nick Thomas over to Kyrie. He'll get a screen from Keller. He'll lean into a jumper. Won't knock it down. Rebound Sauber. He'll get it out for Rhett. Thinks about a three. Lets it go. Luke out behind the arc. He'll drive into the high post. Get it into the corner for Rhett. He'll baseline drive and couldn't quite. Oh, they're going to get the blocking foul on Nick. Nick Thomas picks up his second. Now you got Kelly, Keller, and Spencer each with two. Kyrie with three. And now three team fouls in the half for the Titans. Luke Laketta crossing over Spencer, up and over and in. Took advantage of the mismatch. 50-37 now. 13-point lead for the Titans.
Comets.
Or the Comets, rather. Excuse me. Thank you, Greg. That's why you're here.
I knew I came for something.
Yeah, he's not the best color man in the business for nothing, folks. Brett Laketta will pick up a foul here on the reach-in. That's his first, team's first of the half. Second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Thank you to them for being on the broadcast with us. Thank you for clearing the tree roots out of my sewer tonight, or Sunday night. Jack Kelly, nice feed by Willis, and he'll get the layup. That's 10 now for Kelly, and it's 50-39. Here's Brocky. He'll kick it out for Luke Laketta. Guarded by Keller. Picks up his dribble, nobody on him. He'll get it back for Brocky. NBA range, no thank you. Gets it back for Laketta. Luke with an up and under move.
Unstoppable.
He's got 14 now, or 12 rather, and it's 52-39 Comets. And stolen away, turnover by Kyrie Johnson. Comets start the break, no numbers, but that doesn't matter as Sauber with a jumper from the free throw line, no good. Tip drill out of bounds, and possession to the Titans. 3:49 in a very high-paced game here so far. Marred by foul calls in the first half for the Titans.
Finnegan in. He had, what, 11 in the, off the bench in the first
did.
Half?
Yeah. 11 off the bench for the sharpshooter, including three three-pointers. Jack Kelly with the ball on the wing. He'll drive on Kennedy. Little one-handed jumper, no good. Rebounded Keller. He'll go up strong. Got it and the foul. Count that one. 41-52. Keller going to go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. And we'll get a couple substitutions for the Titans. Caleb Boyson, a name you're familiar with. Didn't know he had any eligibility left. Basil Hampton in for the Titans.
There we go.
Of course, son of the legendary Basil Hampton. Keller knocks it down.
10-point game, 52-42. Hanover by 10.
3:29 to go in the third quarter.
Bryce Sanders in for the Comets.
Paquetta twins, Brocky, Sanders, Finnegan in for the Comets.
Kennedy gets a blow.
Basil Hampton, Caleb Boyce, Bobby Willis, Jack Kelly, and Dayton Keller on the court for the Titans.
Lumen showing a little backcourt pressure.
Brocky ending three for Laketta, in and out. And tip drill back for Brocky. He'll swing it over to Finnegan on the wing. And a nice dish to a driving Laketta. Luke wanted the call, won't get it, but it goes out of bounds either way. Last touch by the Titans. 3:08, still a 10-point game here.
Pretty good play by Jack Kelly again for Lumen.
Good heads-up play. Has the tough assignment of guarding Luke Laketta. Rhett in the corner. Back out to Luke. Little head fake. Gets it out for Brocky. Off iron. No good on the three-point try. Bobby Willis doesn't have numbers. He'll slow things down. Gets it for Caleb Boyce. Basil Hampton. Nice no-look feed to Keller. And one. It's now an 8-point game.
Great entry pass there.
Greg Dayton Keller had 7 in the first half. He's got 6 in the third quarter now. And he can pull this to within 7. 2.5 to go here, 52-44 now. Knocks it down. 52-45.
A little flurry here for Lumen. They put the press on. Kind of a token press.
Brocky guarded by Hampton. Long skip pass for Finnegan. Three-pointer off rim. Rebound Basil Hampton. He'll get it up for Jack Kelly, who will start the press. And up.
Oh, he got it!
Wow! Jack Kelly over both Laquettas.
Lumen back to within 5. I wrote him off 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, that we did. 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 seconds ourselves. Come back on 95.9 The Power Cow.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
The Power Cow, Jason Smith, Greg O'Connor, 2:20 to go, 52-47 our score. Laketta trying to run it out, stolen by Jack Kelly. He's going to go all the way, rimmed out. And a battle for the ball, last touch by the Titans.
Can't believe that ball didn't go in for Kelly.
I can't either.
And then Lumen had two players right there to clean up the rebound, and they both kicked it out of bounds.
Airtech Machining and Manufacturing out-of-town scoreboard. Western, after one, leads 16-12 from historic Marshall. Donovan Kennedy, nice bounce pass to Connor Mortimer.
Another turnover for Hanover on the press. The press is shaking him up.
That it has.
It's making him move faster.
52-47, 1:59 to go. And we'll get another substitution here. That is Connor Hubble, another sharpshooter into the game. He'll replace Caleb Boyce.
Yeah,
Willis, Kelly, Hubble, Johnson, and Keller on the floor now.
Just missing that outside shooter.
Connor Hall gives them that. Jack Kelly on the wing, guarded by Mitch Sauber. Kelly, wide open look for Hubble. Good collapsing defense there by Luke Laqueta. Brett Laqueta guarding Bobby Willis. Nice post feed for Keller.
Good job by Keller off the ball. He got away with a little bump. Got Donovan off his back.
3-point game now, 52-49, 119.
Oh, travel!
Yep. They'll get Rhett Laqueta for the travel. Lumen can tie the game this trip down the floor, 52-49.
10 in a row for Lumen.
They've outscored them 14-10 in this quarter so far.
But they were down 13.
Jack Kelly on the wing, dribbles around, gets a look for Hubble for three. Go! We're tied at 52.
Lumen Christie, 13 unanswered points.
50 seconds to go in our third quarter. Big three-pointer by Hubble. Laqueta down low, easy money. For Luke Laqueta, 37 seconds to go.
Lumen should run this down.
Jack Kelly with a drive on Sauber. Gets a screen from Keller. Goes all the way to the bucket. Up and out. Just rimmed out. That was halfway down. Long outlet pass, 19 seconds. Rhett Laqueta up and in, and it's now a four-point lead. 56-52, 10 seconds to go here. Kyrie crosses over Connor Mortimer, and we're going to get a foul on Connor. That'll go on Connor Mortimer, his first.
Oh, how can they give him two shots?
I don't understand how he wasn't in the act of shooting.
There was no way he was shooting the ball.
Chad Mortimer, head coach for Hanover, is less than pleased, we shall say.
Wow, that is brutal.
That is, yeah, he was not anywhere close to the act of shooting.
You got to be making up a call to call that.
Something. Kyrie will knock it down. His first points of the half. 56-53, 7.5 seconds to go here.
Wow, what a comeback by Lumen Christie.
Lumen has just been on fire in this third quarter, making a game of it. They were dead to rights, down 13 just a few moments ago.
Yeah, this happened fast.
Kyrie hits another.
Got to stop the ball.
56-54, here comes Sauber, up and down with 1 second left. 58-54 after three. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back on 95.9 The Power Cow.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
95.9 The Power Cow. We're back for the start of the fourth quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open Drain's Others Camp. 58-54 our score. Hanover leads. Lumen will open the fourth quarter with the ball. Jack Kelly. Dayton Keller, Connor Spencer, the starters on the floor.
Switch up on defense, zone defense, 2-3.
Keller will go to the high post, he'll dribble around, and he's going to get a whistle. That's going to go on Brocky, his first. 15 foul now for the Comets. Keller with it on the wing, guarded by Kennedy. He's got a wide open. Kelly passes up the three ball, goes up strong, too strong. Rebound Keller, and two shots for Dayton Keller.
Two shots for Keller. Might have been a good block from behind by Laqueta, but when it comes from behind, they always call a foul.
58-54 our score, 7:32 to go. Keller 2-for-2 from the line tonight. And I jinxed him. He's off the heel. No good. Keller can pull him within three here. No good. Rebounded by Jack Kelly. Kyer Johnson into the corner for Connor Spencer for three. Missed everything. Keller rebound and in. 54-56.
Dayton Keller.
He's got 10 and a half. Instrumental in bringing Lumen Christie back from the brink. Laketta turns it over. Bobby Willis with the steal. He's going to go all the way up and going to get the whistle.
Another foul on Laketta.
Yeah, that's going to be number three on Luke. And that is team foul number seven, so 1-1 the rest of the way for the Titans. Bobby Willis can tie the game here.
Unreal.
First one is down.
58-57. Horton by a point. Seven to go here at Leslie. Hanover Horton 21-1.
And Lumen gave him fits early in the year. Willis' second is
tie game. Tie game at Leslie. Lumen has rallied from 13 down.
Unbelievable comeback by the Titans. Under 7 minutes now, tied at 58. Brocky with at the high point. He's got it for Sauber down low for Rhett Laketta. He's backing down Kyer. Triple team. They get it out for Brocky. Passed it up. Tried to go strong off of Keller. And Donovan Kennedy down low, and he makes that look easy. Donovan Kennedy makes it 60-58. Lumen playing out of their minds right now.
Great pass by Rhett Laketta there.
Jack Kelly sets up the offense. He'll get a screen from Dayton Keller. He'll roll off of it. Kelly tried to go back for Bobby Willis, but he's going to get a foul. 1-1 for the Titans, Jack Kelly. That foul on Mitch Sauber, his second.
I think it's on Brocky.
Excuse me. Thank you. Greg, this is the Titan team. As Kelly misses, rims out, rebounded by Brocky. That only averages 47-8.
Got to make those.
Brocky over to the wing for kicked away. Kyer doesn't have numbers. He'll back it out and hand off to Jack Kelly. Back out to Kyer. And he'll set up the half court. 5:50 to go. 60-58. Lumen at 1 point down 13 in the to start the second half for Minuteman Sewer and Jane. That is Hubble on the wing in the corner to Willis. He'll skip pass over for Kelly. Nothing doing. Still trying to bust out of this zone. And an errant turnover. The power cow, technical difficulties, but we're back. 2:21 to go, fourth quarter. 70-58 now. Hanover leads after a triple by Donovan Kennedy. Rhett Laketta with a putback.
Two triples by Kennedy.
Dayton Keller at the line. He'll hit the front end of a 1-1 to make it 70-59. Can pull them back within 10. And Lumen, just a few minutes ago, was right in this thing, had it tied up. Keller misses the second rebound to Donovan Kennedy, and he almost threw it away. Jack Brocky breaking through the trap there. That is Rhett Laketta to Donovan Kennedy on the wing. Brocky high post for Rhett Laketta. He'll drive. Kicks it back out for Brocky. Passed up a three look. Down low for Donovan Kennedy on the low block, and an easy bucket there for Donovan Kennedy. 72-59, 1:45 to go now. Kyrie Johnson, NBA three for Bobby Willis, off heel, rebounded by Luke Lucetta. 1:30 to go now. Rhett guarded strong there. Brocky to the free throw line, back out for Rhett. He'll drive baseline, kicks it out for Donovan Kennedy, passes up a three, Sauber. He'll go back out to Luke, guarded there by Connor Spencer, and a foul on Connor Spencer. Nick Thomas back into the game. And Greg, it has not gone well in the later going of this fourth quarter. Luke Lucetta guarded by Keller. Nice backdoor feed and off the rim, and we're going to get a foul on Keller. Number three on Keller. Luke Lucetta, 4 for 4 from the line tonight. We'll try to stretch this lead out. Make it 5 for 5, 73-59, 14-point lead, biggest of the night for the Comets. 1:07 to go now. And we'll get a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. We'll say thank you to Hanover Horton Schools, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, Lammers Heating and Cooling, Heating and Air Conditioning, Stephanie Basonic from RE/MAX Mid-Michigan. Our second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain and Integro Behavioral Healthcare and Therapy Services, Jerome Country Market on the broadcast, Lomar Machine and Tool, County National Bank. Our out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by AirTech Machining and Manufacturing.
Western was up by 11 at halftime.
That they were.
Good news there?
That is good news there, indeed.
34-23, Western over Ionia at halftime at Marshall.
Out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by AirTech Machining and Manufacturing, and they are waiting to get in here for game number two, where it appears we'll find out who will get the right to face Hanover Horton on Thursday. As Lucetta knocks down another, he's 6 for 6 from the line. 74-59, 1:07 to go now. Kyer on a double team, gets it over for Hubble. Blocked by Luke Lucetta. And Hubble will get whistled for the foul. Down to 55.6. Brendan Doan in the game. Nick Thomas also in. Damon Preston now in for the Comets, along with Bryce Sanders. Nick Thomas whistled for his third foul. And this student section is getting a little rowdy now. 50.1. First basket good by Mitch Sauber. 75-59. Jeremy Van Epps on the floor now for the Comets. Sauber hits the second, and he'll take a seat.
They just shoot the lights out at the free throw line.
Yeah, they can.
They hit everything.
76-59, 50.1 to go. Matt Johnson gets his first minutes of the game for the Comets. Tyre Johnson with a three ball off heel, rebounded by Matt Johnson, and he's going to go to the line. .6 to go. That's Kyrie's fourth for the Titans.
Might as well use them all.
And might as well. You don't get to take them with you. And, Greg, it looks like a strong second half of the season is going to come to a close here for the Titans.
Yeah, they gave it a good shot here.
Yeah, they gave Hanover all they could handle for 3.5 quarters. 36 to go now. Dayton Keller, nice spin move up and under, and he's good. Another bucket for Keller, 76-61, and it's stolen away. And Nick Thomas with a bunny. 76-63, 18 seconds. Bobby Willis back in now. Jeremy Van Epp's going to get whistled. Oh, no, we're going to get a timeout here. I thought they were going to get the five-second call. We'll get a one-minute break here. We'll take a minute ourselves. Come back for the final 17 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Welcome back, 95.9 The Power Cow. The Mayor Jason Smith, Greg O'Connor in the broadcast booth for the final 17 seconds here. And a long three ball by Trent Finnegan. That seemed unnecessary, but it is 79-63. 6 seconds to go here. Caden Bashinsky loses it for Trent Finnegan, and that's going to do it. 79-63, our final.
Too much firepower for Horton. They are very good. Very good team.
Very, very good, and they will move on in regional action. They'll face the winner of game number two here at Leslie. Adrian Addison, 15-6 against 15-5 Dansville.
You know, Jason, I don't know if Lumen can play a lot better.
I don't.
They played
they
a pretty good
either.
Game.
Yeah, they played their hearts out, gave them all they could handle.
They scared them. They got back. Cut a 13-point lead to zero. Got a tie. Then they had another. They got down by four. They had a chance again to tie it. Missed the first half of 1-1, and the whole thing really blew up. Donovan Kennedy hit back-to-back triples and a putback. He had 8 points, probably less than a minute.
Yeah, he was really knocking him down. Got super hot in that fourth quarter. And that's what Hanover does. You try to take away one of their weapons. They've got two, three, four, five more ready and waiting to take you down.